Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. It's that time again. It's not Monday, it's Tuesday, but we got the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Eric Brock, out there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, start of a three-game series with the San Diego Padres. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it in Los Angeles. 347-205-9631, 15 minutes goes by quick, so if you happen to miss it, catch the rerun, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, laying that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand him the Oscar and the mic. First of all, Tarek the Threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And your back home and the off day must have been tremendous just to sit back and relax, kind of recoup, and go after these Padres tonight.
Man, good morning. I'm doing very well, man. Just enjoying the start to this day. It's a beautiful, cloudy, drizzly Pittsburgh day, so which is good for our visitors from the West tonight in the Padres. And it is good to, come back after the weekend in Miami and have a off day, which was yesterday. I had such a blast out, doing clay shooting, what is the true meaning of an off day. You get to do something that you want to do and just enjoy. So I just had a good time for that. And then now it's time to turn the page and get ready for a big six-game homestand starting with the Padres tonight at PNC Park.
You know, when you flip that series around with Miami, you guys with the pitching, you could have won 3 out of 4 yourselves. I mean, a couple of those games went back and forth. They got you in the first game, you got them in the second, they got you in the third, but the pitching just was astronomical. Kind of frustrating in more ways than one, but it's part of the season, ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Any thought to that four-gamer in South Beach?
I mean, it's just, like what you said, and we had an opportunity, to at least win 3 of the 4 games there, lose the first game and then come back and battle back and beat a really good pitcher, the second game. And looks like, how we looked earlier in the season, running the bases and, playing good defense. And then, we had a walk-off and in the extra inning game. And, with just a really good pitching performance, that we had as well, like you said. But then one game, we just had some young guys in the position that they haven't experienced at this level yet, which is, taking a huge step forward. And we're just looking forward to getting, Colin Holderman back to be able to, lock down that eighth inning to pass the baton to David Bednar in the ninth.
You've been around the game of baseball for so many years. I've seen some of the greatest hitters, whether it was the Wade Boggs, the Rod Carews, the Tony Gwynns flirt with 400. But this past weekend, you saw a kid down there, Oroz, that is hovering around the 400 mark and seeing him up close. That's got to be fun in more ways than one, even though he's on the opposite team.
I mean, yes, it is, and as an outfield coach and, working, positioning and putting our guys in the best position to defend the ball, it was fun, to do that, against, Luis. And I mean, he's a good hitter. I mean, you see some of the pitches that he swung at and just, blooped over the shortstop's head in front of the outfielder was just, like, unbelievable. One ball was actually a ball that was below the zone and way inside, and he just puts the bat on the ball, and he's having a really good season down there. And then he came up one time and ambushed one of our pitchers and hit one in the seats there, to give him a 2-1, 2-0 lead. So he's having a really good year. Man, it's just fun. Every coach that I've talked to that have gone in or Miami went into their place, just speaks of his bat-to-ball skills. And that's something that you want to see come back in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to see guys be able to battle, with two strikes, in which hitters in the game hit over 66% of the time. And to see a guy be able to put the ball in play with two strikes and get two strike hits, man. Like, we want to see that part of the game coming back.
Yeah, and you look at Miami, a weekend in South Beach, a little rainy. The weather wasn't up to par as it usually is, but, you know, the ambiance down there, the new stadium, they broke out their City Connects, and the environment is nice. The Marlins have been playing well, but, you know, it must have been a great weekend, even though we came up a little short on that short end, but, you know, the Cuban food must have been good down there and stuff like that.
It was. The Cuban pastries and the Cuban coffee was definitely, you know, a big hit. I found it really ironic that the last 2 years I've gone down there and I've gotten some really good rest in Miami. you know, it's just been, you know, super hot as you go outside. And I'm like, well, I'm not going out on the beach, not going for a stroll. You know, I'll do any type of exercise when I get to the field. And it's just been a really good time there. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, going back. And hopefully it's a place that we can go back and visit, you know, postseason.
Yeah, now you got the 6-game homestand, 3 with the Padres, 3 with the Brewers before you head west, starting Monday in Los Angeles, next week in Arizona. But looking at this Padre team, they've been struggling of late, but at the same time, they've lost 7 of their past 11, 2 straight series. This is a dangerous squad, and I know they're throwing Yu Darvish at the mix against Rich Hill tonight, but with that potent offense they get, I guess you want to jump on these guys and let them keep that losing streak intact as they head to Cincinnati after this series, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting, you know, 2 weeks, and it's been that way the whole entire, you know, season, especially the way our division is and the way things, you know, have been lining up. You know, we have a really good opportunity here to, you know, gain some ground, you know, this upcoming week, you know, and then we're going to play some really good teams. And like you said, a team like the Padres that, you know, haven't been playing the way that they're capable of playing with that roster and payroll, and they could break out at any point in time. And for us, we don't want it to be during these next 3 days, you know, let it be, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in, you know, Cincinnati, where they could do us some, you know, some help from that standpoint. But the biggest thing for both teams is going to be, you know, good starting pitching and timely hitting. You know, defense, both teams have to play it. And then, you know, our job is to do everything we can with our starting pitcher to close the gap to get to David Bednar. And, you know, they're looking to get a good quality start from their pitchers and matching up and getting the ball to Josh Hader. And that's what the series is going to be about.
Yeah, and taking advantage of Darvish, a 5-time All-Star. He opened the season with 5 quality starts in the first 7 appearances, but he's run into a little bit of a bump, lost 2 straight and given up 10 runs. So I guess the main thing with that thing is jump on him right from the start and get some runs on the board.
Yeah, the biggest thing for us that we're going to have to do is do what we've been doing, you know, being very selective, you know, at the plate, which is basically, you know, scaring them out the zone to get them back in the zone, you know, take our walks, get, you know, guys on the bases, and then get those timely hits, you know. And once we get guys on the bases, we run the bases, you know, very well. And so that's going to be the key for us is being able to, you know, one, see who wins the battle of getting their leadoff hitters on to start the inning, you know, for both teams. You know, it's better to start that than try and start a, you know, a 1-out or a 2-out rally, which is really, really hard to score. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing, like who can keep guys off the base. And then when guys get on, you know, who or which team is going to get the timely hits.
Yeah, and when you look at it, you guys bust out the City Connects tonight. So the sweet City Connects, looking at little shades of the 70s, the bridges, the rivers and everything, those things look sweet. You got the black pants, the yellow tops, the 70s kind of looking hat, man. How great is that?
It's really good, and hopefully that gives our guys a little bit of boost. You know, we have some of the old, you know, uniforms with a new fresh touch, which is cool. So it meshes the old and the new, and like you said, you know, the jerseys, you know, capture, you know, so much. It captures the steel workers. It captures, you know, the bridges, which Pittsburgh has more bridges than anyone else has.
Yeah.
You know, the Three Rivers. So, and then just the overall look is a throwback look. So maybe we can bring back some of that, you know, that old, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, magic, and be able to pull out a win tonight wearing, you know, those really cool City Connect uniforms tonight.
Well, what else is really cool is you guys got the number one pick two times in the last 3 years, and, man, there are some kids coming out, two of them at LSU. They got that kid out of Florida. I don't know who you're picking, but this is going to be absolutely amazing. Do you guys pretty much feel like Red Auerbach in the days now that you got the number one pick again, and Pittsburgh's the site of it, followed by Washington and, I believe, Detroit that in that order. So, man, oh, man, that's got to be exciting for the city of Pittsburgh.
I mean, it is. You know, the one thing that we could do here on the daily is do everything we can, you know, to help these young players, you know, understand that we do have the, you know, first overall pick. And which the cool thing about that is, you know, our first overall pick from a couple of years ago, you know, has been playing, you know, for us so far and doing a good job. So we just want to continue to, you know, grow that. And like you said, man, it is some really cool prospects out there, you know, especially with LSU. And it's like, do you want pitching or do you want, you know, outfield speed and defense? I'm sure our front office is doing everything they can to comb our minor leagues, see, you know, where we at, see, you know, how, you know, one or two of those college players, you know, we'll be able to, you know, go through the system. And the way things are going now with guys coming out of college, it's like, you know, they don't spend a lot of time in the minor leagues. They come out and they're ready to play. So a really good position that our scouting department, our front office is in. You know, we'll just reap the benefits, you know, of whoever they get and be able to just, you know, groom those players throughout the system and even when they get here at the major league level because, you know, we all still have growing to do.
Yeah, in the last few minutes, have you guys found Henry Davis's baseball? Is it somewhere still in the restaurant? Did the bartender return it, the waiter, the busboy?
I think it got stuck in the washing machine out there. Like, who knows? That ball was hit hard, man. It was like, man, it was just shot out of a cannon there, which was really cool. I mean, he's been, you know, great for us so far, you know, playing right field and, you know, hitting in the middle of the lineup, you know, and just bringing, you know, his unique energy and play to the game. So it's been a really welcome surprise. And then also we get our other, you know, first-round pick, and Nick Gonzalez has been up. It'll be good to see him get his first major league hit at home tonight in PNC Park, which I think would be really, really cool. I mean, we got, you know, two young guys, you know, that's possibly in the lineup tonight. That just started out. And if you look at our roster, and we've had at least 11 guys, you know, that didn't break camp with us that is on our team. And, you know, it has to say, you know, to the depth that we have and how we just continue to just, you know, move. And then we're getting to the point where, you know, some guys are just earning and locking up and solidifying some spots, and that's all that we can ask for.
Yeah, I know next week you'll be out here and you'll get a firsthand look at the Dodger bullpen gate. Probably with masking tape, Aaron Judge broke that thing, and a ball got stuck in the fence when the Astros and Dodgers got on top of that this weekend, too. So that ought to be interesting as far as finding baseballs and fixing stuff.
Right. And that's all we could, you know, do is just, you know, get out and be prepared and you know, take care of where we at, you know, first, and then after that, once the series is over, you know, start looking at game planning for the next teams that we face. So, again, man, like, you definitely can't wait to, you know, get back on my home soil. Got close with the San Francisco, but really looking forward to, you know, getting back to L.A. twice.
Definitely. No doubt about it. Take care of the Padres. I know we'll reconvene Friday as the Brewers come in, and then Sunday night, you head west, 4 with the Dodgers, 3 with the Diamondbacks. It should be fun. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my brother.
Yes, on Twitter, TARRIK, SR on Instagram, first and last name, TarrikBrock, with the SR on it because I am a senior. And on Facebook, it's just first and last name on there, man. So it's good, man. Wishing everyone a really wonderful week. Thank you guys for pivoting with us yesterday and allowing me to have a full day off. You know, getting back to business as usual today.
Definitely. Can't wait to reconvene Friday, 10 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast as the Brewers come in there. Don those city connects. Let everybody know the grit. You guys bleed black and gold, the bridges, the rivers, the whole nine yards as you take on the Padres. That is Tarrik Brock out there in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Thanks for listening. Check out the rerun, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Friday as the Brewers come through Pittsburgh. Till then, have a blessed week, and thanks for tuning in.